At the Nebraska Ethanol Board meeting in Lincoln, we're visiting with Burl Hagwood of the Clean Fuels Development Coalition. Burl heads up the Clean Fuels Foundation's National Flex Fuel Vehicle Awareness Campaign, which promotes increased use of higher ethanol blends among FFE drivers. Burl, let's talk about the current situation with flex fuel vehicles, first of all. We've got a lot of them out there, but you say there's still a lot of consumers that aren't even aware they're driving a flex fuel vehicle.
That's right, and that is our goal, is to locate, educate, and motivate those FFE owners to use higher than 10% blends of ethanol to meet the National Renewable Fuel Standard. There's 9 million on the road today. About 90% of those vehicle owners don't know they have this special vehicle. And then the automakers are making a million more every year. And they're not really engaged in selling to consumer because there's not E85 or higher blends available until now. So that's changed. So we're really trying to work with the FFE dealers and the E85 sellers to teach consumers.
And it seems, and I know we just had some legislation introduced this week to mandate the production of flexible fuel vehicles going forward here. So it seems like over the next 3-4 years, we could really see an explosion of FFEs.
Absolutely. You know, the FFE technology is the lowest cost greenhouse reducing technology available to automakers. You know, with that said, you know, that's a great story. To have low carbon domestic cleaner burning fuels is really in their best interest, because when the price of gas goes up, their stock goes down. So we're working closely with them to figure out, you know, how can we accelerate that without making a mandate. The auto companies are resistant to that. They've had many similar mandates: airbags, rearview mirrors, seat belts. It's all about safety. Well, there's not a better issue when it looks at the safety of America as far as using gasoline than replacing it with ethanol, enhancing their economic, environmental, energy, and national security. So FFVs are a safety issue too.
And so what's your strategy right now then to increase that awareness amongst the FFE drivers?
Well, similar to the smoking legislation and education, cancer awareness, AIDS awareness, driving the speed limit, wearing your seatbelts, this isn't just simply something one entity can own and execute. We're really looking for the federal government, the state government, and people who are interested in America's economic, environmental, and national security to step forward and help us with this campaign. It is a collaborative effort. But the federal government and state government, you know, we have a list of things that they can do to help. They can help with registration notices, inspection stations. You know, they can do things as part of their network to make people aware there are flexible fuel vehicles, there are flexible fuel stations, and this is a positive thing. EPA and USDA are supporting this campaign, and we're beginning to make headway. We need to do everything we can to educate people about how using ethanol and renewable fuels, it's a personal issue. It's to their better well-being.
So right now, you're really, it sounds like, focused on the auto dealers and also the fuel station owners?
Right. We want to use those as our classrooms. This is driver education. The driver's not, they're bombarded with information that has no context and perspective. When they're buying a car, that's when they're learning. When they're buying fuel, that's when they're learning. They want to know, what's my choice? And for 100 years, a gasoline car and gasoline was the only choice a consumer had. Flexible fuel vehicles and flex fuel blender pumps give people the first choice they've had in fuel and cars in 100 years. The FFV dealership should be excited about this new feature. This is the most exciting thing since air conditioning. We have to now go out and sell it. People haven't really had the chance to buy ethanol. It's been in their gasoline. As we get to the next level of the National Renewable Fuel Standard, FFE owners are going to need to step up and use more than 10% in their cars, because that's the only way we're going to achieve the benefits, the economic, environmental, and national security benefits of the National Renewable Fuel Standard.
For those drivers that, as they become aware of their flex fuel vehicle and the fact they can use more ethanol in it. What are some of the obstacles there? You know, there's the story about the mileage penalty with ethanol usage. And as you know, as you said, in some cases, it's not convenient for them to get to a refueling station.
Well, the biggest factor is for the first time they have choice. Choice in flex fuel vehicle technology is a deterrent from people running roughshod on the marketplace. If there's going to be a price hike, if there's going to be a supply shortage, which evidently now are two different things, there wasn't a whole lot of lines in $4 gasoline. There's now a choice. There's a deterrent. So it's not about using it every day 100%. It's about using it when you can, how you can, when it's available, and when it's priced right, because that's a choice. You have a choice to do that. How you value your personal, economic, environmental, and national security and place a value on that, that's again, a personal choice. But when you look at the price, putting ethanol in gasoline drove down the price of world crude oil by 15%. That's billions of dollars. So any mileage penalty that can be, what we're seeing is around 15%. Ethanol's already given that back in the marketplace. They've saved world crude oil prices 15%, and they create a competitive deterrent from people having their way with consumers that don't have a choice. So that's kind of how we address the price issue and the mileage issue, that there's personal value in there, and it's up to the consumer to decide that and see how it plays into their field.